y'all. You're listening to Spiritual Freedom Podcast, and I'm your host, Susie. I'm glad you made it. So this is a safe space where we get to talk about anything and everything spiritual and metaphysical, but we're going to talk about it without the judgment, without the fear or religious guilt, and without losing any credibility. So let's open our hearts and our minds, and let's talk about the weird without being weird about it. Hey, y'all, I'm giving a quick update today just on why I had to take a pause. A pretty significant event happened in my life. My mom passed away. And so if you're not in the mood to hear a little vulnerability about that, then this episode isn't for you. And by all means, do self-care. If it's not a good time or season for you to be listening to something sad, don't listen to this. All right, but it's okay, guys. There's always light in everything, right? So thanks for listening. Hey, y'all. I don't even have a real written script or outline about today. You're kind of getting me in a real raw moment here. I wanted to get back on to talk about things that are going on in my life, and it's been heavy. And I think I've explained this a lot lately, and I'm not surprised. I've had like a chaotic couple of years, even because astrologically, there's some things that are going on. And so I'm just rolling with it. And I don't mean to sound flippant by what I'm going to kind of tell you about my update in my life, but my mom passed away suddenly. It was a sudden cardiac event, and they live in Texas. I live in Oregon. And it was a Saturday morning, so I was able to, thankfully, get on the phone really quickly with my sister, who got there during some CPR attempts. And the EMS, it just didn't, you know, she was gone. In those moments, I was able to speak to her, so it felt like I was there. And I appreciate my sister in particular for making sure I was included in a very traumatic moment. But I'm so glad that my sister and my dad were able to share that together. As horrible as that sounds, and it is, and I'm fighting back the tears even just as I speak. But yeah, I needed time. I needed time to go through the loss, the funeral, the burial, and just to kind of like have that settle a bit within me. So I am back home in Oregon and helping the kids get through the school year, and then back to Texas to go see my dad for a little longer stay this summer, and just help him out. So yeah, that's been April 8th was when she died, and my life's just been turned around ever since then, and it's okay. I think I've talked about this enough on my podcast here. Or if any of you guys follow me on the Moon Lodge, you know, life's going to throw us some curveballs. It's going to throw us some shit. It's guaranteed. We all have an expiration date. All the ones that we love have an expiration date, even though our heart has no idea that that can truly happen until it happens. And when those moments hit, it hits like a ton of fucking bricks. And that's okay. Oh man, talk about a tailspin. But I will tell you that I had, thankfully, like my spiritual beliefs to go back to. And I'm not saying that I don't have a separate discussion right now with God about timing and was this really needed now? Couldn't I have had her longer in my life? And those typical frustrations and waves of moments where you kind of not regret, but like, God, if I had known a certain thing, I think I would have made different, you know, decisions on trips to go see them more often and that sort of thing. But those waves are there so that I can process it and go back to my truths. And I'm coming up with a mantra that I think I'm sure came from somewhere else. So I'm not going to claim a total originality on it, but, you know, grief is hell, but love wins. And that's it. Ultimately, I know that this sadness is there for me to kind of like look at my relationships with other people, with God, with myself. It's there to reflect that, right? And and sorrows that is like a beautiful, difficult price of having loved. And it's just the consequence of it, you know? It's the consequence of loving. And I don't think that's something I want to avoid. I think that is a soul lesson that I have to look squarely at, and I don't want it to keep me from loving again, you know? Ooh, anyway, heavy stuff with death and losing a parent. And yeah, just so much of my childhood, you just kind of get another wave of memories and things like that. Yeah. It's been tough work. And then you can see like my natural like response to this is levity. It's like trying to like see joy, even though it's like anguish that I'm feeling, and just not trying to settle into the anguish part. Like I said, love wins. Grief is just a consequence, and I have to let the waves come and acknowledge them. And they were extremely, extremely difficult. Especially at first, because it's so traumatic. And I won't say that the anguish is any left when I have the any less when I have those waves, but I don't know, it's becoming part of my experience. I don't know how to explain it, because the grief is it doesn't lessen. I think it's still there. But I'm able to respond to it differently. And what has helped me in this time has been a couple of mantras. The one being that the grief is hell, but love wins. So that I remember that it's just a state that needs to kind of pass, that I don't reside in. And the other one, that my mom's always with me. And a couple of things that have helped me move through my grief lately have been visualizations of her loving on me as a kid. And like my happiest memories. And I just remember from Sunday school, or not Sunday school, big church, right, on Sunday, when I didn't have go to, for whatever reason, didn't go to little kid church, or and I went to big church with her. I would be next to her drawing, or laying on her lap, or holding her hand, inspecting her hands, looking at her rings, you know, those kind of moments that, you know, stick with you. And it sounds so silly, but in those moments, I was just like, I felt loved, I felt nurtured. I felt safe. I felt a connection with her. And so those moments come back as a memory. And then during a meditation recently, because I wasn't able to meditate for a while, you get so in grief, you know, it does put you off your spiritual practices. I did get to grounding my energy and surrounding myself with protection and doing those things. But I think that took me about a week, like right before her funeral is when I finally started getting back to that daily, or, you know, throughout the day, which is my usual, you know, to protect my energy. And I couldn't do it till then. And anyway, I had a meditation, and then my mama came to me, and she was saying that when I have those memories, that time, like everything we experience, is a kind of an illusion as a human in terms of loss. And this is not something that I can kind of easily embody right now, right? Because I'm still sad. I'm sad because I can't hug her. I'm sad because I can't call her. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. This is going to take me a little while. So forgive me. As I kind of have a breakdown moment here. But she said the memory will take me to that time. And it's as if I'm right there again. Oh, goodness. I should have kept tissues nearby. And that the time, like in the past, like don't see it as in the past. See it as happening again right now. And then what she told me to do was throughout the day, think of myself as a little kid again on her lap. Oh, goodness. Y'all forgive me. I'm having a wave. Of course, right? First time I'm publicly talking about this, I'm going to have a wave. And I don't have a really, you know, attractive voice when I'm crying. So thank you for sticking with it. But she told me that basically if I imagine being held, if I change the visual to as an infant to as a toddler being kind of like picked up by her, that that just to kind of like be in that moment, be in that energy of being held by her, that she's doing that right now. And that illusion that this is kind of like just a trick on my mind, or that it's not really happening, is bullshit. Like it's really happening, and she's holding me all day long. And once I did that, honestly, I felt so much better. And I felt like I had time with her in some weird way. And yeah, I've been kind of doing that in days where it's a little harder than normal. I know Mother's Day is going to be a big one. Mm. Yeah, here I am snozzing and everything, y'all. Forgive me. It's just the human, like I said, it's the human part of this, you know, and I'm going to acknowledge it. And I'm not going to like hide it from you guys. I think this is part of having a spiritual platform is, you know, when I go through the shit, you might see me in a, in a little less than, you know, status quo kind of feeling. Yeah, I can't say it right, but you know what I mean? A little down. And, anyway, so yeah, so basically this meditation is to, it was beautiful. It just kind of helped me see that I can still have her energy and be in her energy and be loved by her and feel that. And that was the closest I could get to a physical hug, and I'll take it. I'll take that any way I can from my sweet mama. So if that visual helps anybody out there, if that idea to see yourself as a child being held by that loved one who passed away, and maybe it's not a parental figure, if that going back to as a child and being held, but some sort of inner child kind of healing is what it triggered in me for my mother. So I don't know if you have a spouse that passed away, maybe you just kind of imagine being held, you know, laying in bed, holding each other, just cuddling. Maybe that will do it. I just know for my mother, this imagery worked, and it really helped move some sadness that I was afraid was going to kind of reside for a while within me, and then it moved it. And then, like, I was starting to get open to seeing more signs from her. And I'm not going to, like, you know, be that person that's like, I saw signs everywhere, you know, this all trash on the ground. Oh my God, it's a sign, you know, a bird flew. Oh my God, it's a sign. I do have some discernment, I promise. But there have been a lot of, I would say, close encounters with like winged creatures, either butterflies to birds. And I'm not going to knock that. I'm going to take that in. And yeah, I just feel her so much around my space, around my energy, and I'm grateful for it. And I think what it is, it's hardest for those who maybe don't have a spiritual practice of being accepting to having, like, knowing that the next great adventure when we die is an illusion of separation, and that separation is only in our mind, and we just need to realize that they're energetically with us. Okay, that is so easy said than done. I can tell you guys this so we can see the crying that I'm doing here, that it's like genuine and from the heart, and the loss is real. But I do go back to that. I know that she's with me all the time. The moment I think about her, I know she's right here. And she's in healed form. She's not in the earthly mama form that, you know, maybe I had issues with on certain things. So that has made it even more healing, because I can like know that she's got me. I know that she sees what I am now, and that she doesn't have that human judgment anymore that I was always fearing, you know, and it's freeing in some way, to be honest. I would have her back in a moment. I would trade that for anything, just to be clear. But since I'm here in this human reality, I'm looking for the good. And I guess that's what I'm going to try to do. Look for the good in all this. And yeah, and probably just really hold space for myself on Mother's Day to be my first without her. And yeah, just send her a bunch of love that day, and love to myself, and be easy and gentle with the waves that come. I had to stop for a second there because I just need a moment to kind of collect myself again. It is hard speaking about my mom for the first time kind of on my platform. But I really do appreciate that you don't mind my being vulnerable here. And, you know, here's how I feel. It's such an eclipse day. Like, the energy I feel like is so weird. And I feel like I'm going to communicate with this weird energy. So whatever. Those who it resonates with, great. Keep listening. Those who don't, find another channel. Especially now, like, it's like something like that happens. You lose a parent, your DGAF level is like, oh my God. Like, if you can't handle this, like, adios. You know? So anyways, yeah, I don't know what to call this episode other than maybe like the ultimate 3D illusion is that we're separate. Is that when someone dies, they're gone. And it's really not true. It's not true, but your heart and your human emotion and your mind is going to circle and like focus on the loss, focus on the sorrow, which is all fine. It is fine to be in that spot. I don't want to spiritually bypass myself or anyone else in sorrow and grief. It's there for a purpose. It's there for a purpose of bringing something up, right, in our own energy, of love, of realizing that this is like, you know, master plan of love with each other, and that it's so worth it, that all the pain, how deep that you can feel that the love was deeper, that the love was more powerful. And that's what I take from this. And I take the fact that she's not there for me to just kind of call and do all those habitual daughter things that I did for her, and to hear her voice and to hug her, all that sort of thing. As painful as that is, the fact is when I calm myself and get through a wave and remember that she's literally right here in my heart space, because in a later meditation, that's what she was showing me. She's like, I'm actually right here, honey. and pointing to my heart space, like where I feel like my soul kind of connects with my body and my experience, right? She's like, I'm not even far away, hon. All you have to do is think of me and I'm there, but I'm there all the time. And that was just beautiful. Just this feeling of connectedness. And it just kind of blew up my mind about like how you think of your soul even as separate. And you're like, no, I'm really not. I'm connected even to like source and all souls, like in some way, like it makes me start thinking about that element. Like, where is there separation on the other side? Now she isn't individualized and coming to me even in her healed state, but it's really so that I recognize her and I can kind of communicate and she can, you know, advocate, I'm sure, energetically for me. And save my ass many times probably already. That's what I'm learning. And I'm learning that new relationship with her as an energetic being, as someone that I can call on to help, you know, give me loving messages, to protect me, to help my spiritual path, my, you know, soul's path. That's huge. And I'm starting to appreciate that. And that kind of helps the grief, but I don't want to fast forward that. You know, I don't want to pretend like I'm some healed version. Like, I'm very wounded right now and I'm very raw and I'm very vulnerable about my pain, about my missing my mom and feeling that isn't right. Still, you know, death just doesn't feel right, and that's okay. I'll work through it. But anyways, that is what I wanted to talk about. I so appreciate you listening to my vulnerability. And what I was kind of getting to earlier was like, I feel like the whole purpose of having like this podcast, it's like, I'm not bullshitting you guys. That's like, if I have a shitty day or shit emotion or depression, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm definitely living that right now. Like, I had days where I felt like I didn't even want to go work out because I just felt like emotionally too much. It's something I'm working through like daily. So I don't want to come on here with being like, and anyway, we're already connected. Like, let's get over this whole thing about the loss of a parent. I do not. I do not mean to come off that way. Like, I'm not. I'm definitely, it's a struggle. It's a work on a daily basis. It's spiritual work. I have these concepts that I'm trying to get my mind to so that I can get through the day, get through that moment. But I know I have a long stretch ahead of me of some deep grief of missing my mom. And I only have my toes in that water, you know? I've only like just started that. So for those of you who have lost a parent, I have a different, you know, appreciation. I don't think I realized that the heart, as much as I would have told myself, of course they're going to die one day just like you, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of understanding, my heart did not understand it. And so when it came, it struck me really hard. And that's with me having like an understanding that this is only a quick, brief trip. I had that. And I thought that that was in my soul, my heart too. But I was shocked to feel like, wow, I really had no clue emotionally that this could happen. That's how like shocking and deep that pain was. So for those of you who've lost a parent or a loved one that was very, very close, my heart hurts for you too. And that all I can say is just keep breathing and keep with your spiritual practices to keep you afloat. Because grief is anguish. Grief is hell. But love does win. And I just thank you guys for listening. Next time, I'll probably have an astrology podcast finally. Get back on my schedule. I'm just kind of allowing myself to tiptoe back in right now after having such a thing happen in my life. So thank you. And thanks for listening. And I hope you guys have a healing week. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.